Friday morning, Iowa State Representative David Blum joined the KFJB line to talk about a bill he's working on in the state house, House File 2310. This provides money for pediatric cancer research out at the University of Iowa. He said recently that the subcommittee met to discuss this bill.
We had our subcommittee of three, and we had both the Republicans and the Democrats supporting it. So I feel like we have a really good chance of getting it passed the House.
In total, this will open about $3 million for pediatric cancer research out at the University of Iowa.
Chemo is really hard on the body, and so if we can find treatments that are effective, that have less severe side effects, or improve outcomes, it's really important for the state of Iowa.
The bill is now eligible for a vote in the House Appropriations Committee this week. Boy Scouts every summer have an opportunity to test the skills that they learn all year long out at summer camp. Mid-Iowa Council, which covers 27 counties in central Iowa, has Camp Matigua just south of Boone for their Scouts. Mid-Iowa Council Scout Executive Matt Hill says there's one thing he sees every summer as the highlight.
Whether it's in the lake, rowing, canoeing, all that good stuff. It's at the range. That's where my daughter, again, had some success last year, earning rifle shooting merit badge. If it's up in the sky doing cope and climbing and all, climbing on our rock wall or zipping down our zip lines, all those things are great and they're wonderful, but I think it's the friendships.
Hill was a scout himself and made lifelong friends during his time in scouting. He's now seeing his daughter do the same.
My daughter attended Matigua last summer for the first time, and I would say her highlight was in the parking lot where she got to meet her friends for the first time.
Scouting provides a unique opportunity for youth where they can try a ton of different outdoor experiences while also making new friends along the way. Learn more about scouting in Central Iowa and Camp Matigua at scoutingiowa.org. The Marshalltown Men's Chorus is set to have their spring show this Saturday, April 11th. Choir member Andy Schwant shares what the theme for the show will be.
It's going to be a great show. Vive l'amour. That is the theme of the show. So it's all about love. Love, love, love. So all the songs that we have got a love theme to them. Old songs, new songs, everything in between.
Monica Cruz is the director of the Men's Chorus, and as much as the group is about being great singers, Schwant says it really isn't that deep.
The Men's Chorus is not about great singers. It's about a bunch of guys who enjoy singing. And I think that's what makes it work so well for us, is that we're not out there trying to find the best voices, because there is a good voice in every single guy out there.
Check out the Men's Chorus this Saturday. The show starts at 6:30 at the Marshalltown Performing Arts Center at the Marshalltown High School. You can get tickets ahead of time at Lowe's Flowers or Thompson True Value. Two top administrators with the state-run retirement system known as IPERS are being investigated for alleged misconduct and have been placed on administrative leave. The Des Moines Register was first to report on the system CEO that was placed on leave last Wednesday. Now the chief's benefits officer for the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System has also been placed on leave pending the outcome of the investigation. A spokesman for the governor says the situation does not impact IPERS benefits for the over 424,000 current and retired government employees. A former IPERS risk investment officer is suing the state, claiming he's a whistleblower who was fired after alleging some expenses were being concealed and IPERS reports were overstating the performance of investments and downplaying investment risks. This today begins a week-long hands-free traffic enforcement by the governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. We'll tell you how many hands-free law tickets have been cited since January 1st after this.
You are retired. You have taken care of everything. Life insurance, your will. How about your cemetery lots and monument? You've talked about stopping by McCall Monument to get your monument set up. Not just for you, but so that your family name will be there for your kids and grandkids. McCall Monument is the most trusted monument company in Iowa.
Hi, this is Reed. We have been here helping families get their perfect memorial for over 150 years.
This is Wyatt. We know monuments. We are the monument experts. We don't plan funerals, and we don't sell caskets. We are craftsmen with a full-service shop and artist on staff to create your personalized custom monument to last.
I'm Lee. We have a standard here at McCall Monument with every monument we design, engrave, and set up. In all our years in business, we have never called on a grieving family, and we never will. In your family's time of need, our family is here for you. When you're ready, when it's time, call McCall Monument.
When memories become treasures, McCall Monument.
It's Kyle Martin in the mornings, brought to you by Helberg's Jewelers, your full-service jeweler, family-owned since 1898 in downtown Marshalltown.
Hey, thank you for being with us on this Monday. Kyle Martin along with Zach Talmish. Coming up, we're going to visit with our police chief, Chris Jones. He'll be our guest with Newsmakers. Now more KFJB News.
Today begins the week-long hands-free traffic enforcement initiative from the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. This week, officers statewide will increase patrols and are actively looking for drivers not following the new hands-free law. Since the warning period ended on January 1st, the Iowa Department of Transportation reports more than 2,400 citations have been issued already. New research shows more than 20% of Iowans are now working from home, something that's become much more common since the pandemic, but the option can also take a toll on Iowans' physical and mental health. Health experts warn that social isolation and loneliness can impact your mental health and well-being. It's crucial for those that work from home to develop a healthy balance between isolation and human contact. Experts suggest doing simple tasks like grocery shopping in person instead of doing it online and having them delivered. While working from home can have a lot of advantages, people sometimes forget to add human contact into their routine. Some students at the University of Iowa have started a petition urging the university to remove its license plate reading cameras because of the camera company's reported connections to ICE. Sophomore Sam Golden started the petition with his club, the local chapter of the Young Democratic Socialists of America, after seeing the cameras from the Flock company are being used by ICE to track down immigrants.
I think by advocating for getting Flock off of campus, we can protect our immigrant community and just the general public from mass surveillance.
Golden says they have more than 130 signatures.
We've been flying for weeks on campus. We try to table on campus with WT and Clary or the Pentecost. And then we were also at the No Kings rally, just showing that we're in the community and we're trying to get more traction on our campaign.
Golden says they're aiming to get 600 signatures before the end of the semester. City leaders in nearby Coralville decided to end the contract for license plate reading cameras after getting pushback from the public for similar concerns about their use by ICE. Many other cities in Iowa use the cameras and say that they're helpful. They're a helpful law enforcement tool. We do have these Flock cameras here in Marshalltown.